Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
One of the more interesting facets of the Pittsburgh Steelers are the fans and the support that these folks give to their favorite team. In this episode, we will list some of the top fans from Hollywood and some others that we can connect the dots to their fandom of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And as we try to do here lately on Saturdays, we try to give you a little bit of a glimpse of football from Western Pennsylvania and some of the connections that to football from Western Pennsylvania. And today we have kind of an interesting one. I'm well aware that all of you know that I'm a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and most of us here in Western Pennsylvania are Steelers fans because that's our team from our area. And a lot with the successes they've had over the last 50 years has a lot to do with that. But it's just a tradition and such a great thing to be a fan of such a deeply spirited team that's owned by some great people in the Rooney family and their support for the area. And it's reflected back to them by the fans that really love to be fans of the Steelers. But there are some super fans that are very famous, and we're going to look into some of these today from the Hollywood and the films and silver screen and television that many of you have known and seen on television and movies, but maybe didn't know that they are Steelers fans. Now, it's always interesting to hear of the famous people that share the same interests that you do, and it really piques the senses when celebrities are showing cheering for your favorite football team. And here's just a few of those big names from Hollywood that really support the black and gold throughout the years. The first one is, a sort of a posthumous celebration, and that's Vern Troyer, the late Vern Troyer, the man that famously played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers films, really loved his Steelers football prior to his passing in 2018 per a 2012 Bleacher Report post. In a few YouTube videos, Troyer stated that his favorite Steeler of all time was old number 58 Jack Lambert, and mine too, we share in that favorite, and his favorite memory was a Steelers Super Bowl victory over the Arizona Cardinals and some of the things that happened with that. Who can forget, James Harrison's 99-yard interception return right at the end of the first half that really, set the tone for that half. Santonio Holmes, tap dance in the back corner of the end zone from a Ben Roethlisberger throw that ended up sealing victory for the Steelers and gave MVP award to Santonio Holmes. So Mr. Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, really liked that one as well, prior to his passing. Now, another great star is Paul Rudd. Yeah, you may know him as the star of the Avengers movies, the 40-year-old virgin, and so many more. Well, he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan as well. Now, the Ant-Man is told in the story by John Newby of Pop Culture recounts Rudd telling a story on the show Conan, where he was getting interviewed by Conan O'Brien, that he visited the Steelers locker room at Three Rivers Stadium once as a kid. And he said, quote, "And it was a most incredible thing," Rudd said, "because I walked in and they were just all naked. I'm about 9 years old and just Mean Joe Green and his butt go right past my face. And it's just traumatic. but I met Bradshaw, and Bradshaw was so nice, and he was just having a conversation with me, and he was just in a jockstrap, and I don't even think I knew what a jockstrap was at that point, unquote. Now, Rudd is also on record supporting his hometown Kansas City Chiefs, but it's okay, Paul. We know that you're really rooting for the Steelers, wink, wink, and, that's kind of a cool story. You know, not cool that you get to see naked athletes, but just to be in the locker room, to get that opportunity of the best team in football of the era. So I think that had quite an impact on Paul Rudd in many ways, but I think some of them were positive, and we know he probably still supports the black and gold deep down. Now, another Hollywood actor, Billy Gardell, and many of you may not know who he is. Well, he's the man that starred in the hit shows Mike and Molly, as well as Bob Hart's Abishola. And he's a Pittsburgh native and makes no apologies for supporting the Steelers through thick and thin. Gardell has often been seen over the years wearing black and gold gear to show which team he cheers for on Sundays and during the fall, and often has also been seen at Heinz Field waving a terrible towel. You know, he finds ways to get off the set from his very busy schedule, I'm sure, because he's, you know, in so many of those programs keep him busy there, but he's also, you know, spotted as a playing minor roles in some other television shows and movies as well. But he always finds time to escape and get to see a couple games in his hometown of Pittsburgh. Now, another guy from Pittsburgh, Jeff Goldblum, born in the Pittsburgh suburb of West Homestead, and he is also, admittedly, a big-time Steelers fan. Goldblum has appeared in many films, such as all of the Jurassic Park films. He's been in a Marvel movie. I believe he was the guy that was in Thor, where the Hulk and Thor fought in a Roman gladiator arena, and I got to be in that. Also, in Independence Day, he played, you know, the scientist that's helped save the world from the aliens when he figured out their formulas for how to destroy them. Now, so Goldblum is also a big Black and Goldblum fan. Michael Keaton is also a well-known Steelers fan for years. Keaton grew up in the suburban Pittsburgh, and he follows the city's teams, all of them, the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers. The actor has famously been on Hollywood's A-list for films such as Batman, Spider-Man Homecoming, Multiplicity, and Beetlejuice, and countless others. Keaton has even been recently told Seth Meyers on Late Night that he has texted a Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin expressing his nervousness before the 2021 season started. So, you know, he's got Mike Tomlin's cell phone number to be sending him some texts. That definitely shows you he's got some great fandom there, and Tomlin must like him. As a matter of fact, Seth Meyers, who we just talked about from Late Night, and former head writer for Saturday Night Live and host of the show's Weekend Update segment, is also a big fan of the Steelers. He even showed his fandom when he waved a terrible towel in honor of Myron Cope when that late broadcaster died in 2008 at the end of the Weekend Update segment on March 1st, 2008. So, you know, Seth Meyers, a Steelers fan. Now, how about Sofia Vergara? She's been on record cheering for the black and gold, too. So has her husband, Joe Manganiello, is a longtime fan. Now, Manganiello grew up in Pittsburgh's Mount Lebanon neighborhood and has been posing in photos with many Steelers stars, such as Jerome Bettis and others, at many games, always wearing, you know, some great Steelers jerseys wearing black and gold. And Joe's acted in films such as Zack Snyder's Justice League, Magic Mike XXL, Spider-Man, some of the original Spider-Man with Tobey, who's with the actor, and numerous other films and TV spots. His wife, Sophia, of course, is the attractive lady that played the wife of Ed O'Neill in a hit sitcom, Modern Family. And speaking of Ed O'Neill, we could probably add him to this list too, as he was once an undrafted free agent of the Steelers in the summer of 1969, and also is to be rumored as a member of Steelers Nation. You remember back on his first big hit, Married with Children, he played an ex-football star there too. So I think he's a couple little nods of the hat to the Steelers in his great football career. Allegedly, two famous actors have played former fictional Steelers quarterback Paul Crewe in the movies of The Longest Yard, the original and the sequel. that happened in the 21st century, the late Burt Reynolds and Adam Sandler have some allegiance to Steeler Nation. Now, Reynolds actually played ball at Florida State and was drafted by the Baltimore Colts once upon a time, as he played not only Crew in that Longest Yard movie, who Crew was a quarterback, a former Steelers quarterback, as he's a fictional quarterback that got jailed for some shady business that he had. But he also, Burt Reynolds, played on the show Evening Shade, portraying yet another fictional former Steelers player. So a couple nods of hat there from Burt Reynolds, who passed away a few years ago. And as for Adam Sandler, besides his performance as Paul Crew, he also made sure he got Bill Cowher into his film The Waterboy and talked about Greg Lloyd in that film. And despite him claiming to be a fan of the New York Jets, yada yada, we did not see any of the coaches of that franchise in the film The Waterboy, but we did see, Miami at the time, Jimmy Johnson was their coach, and Bill Cowher having a great conversation about their star linebackers at the time. But we know, we went on to Bill Cowher, he's a Steelers fan deep down inside. As you can see, Hollywood has many that support the Steelers, both in going to games, being from the area, and just telling on late night talk shows and the like, telling about their fandom and wearing gear. In future episodes, we're going to explore some even more fans from the music and sports arenas and their celebrities that love Steelers football, just to show you a little bit of history of the football of the Steelers and the fandom around the world. And hope you enjoyed that. And we are glad that you joined us here for just another little bit of history. We share football history each and every day. The Steelers, we try to cover every Saturday morning, or at least something from Western Pennsylvania in the contributions to the game of football. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.